Armin, you were there in the late 50s, from around, what, 1959 or so?
About then, yes.
Talk a little bit about Katy during those years. Of course, that was the early years. It had only been on the air just a couple of years at that point in time. Pat described the music always at Katy as not necessarily top 40, but popular music. How would you describe it?
Well, they let me play anything. And in fact, I was telling some people here the other day, Sink the Bismarck. Remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
All the other records were running 2 minutes, 2 and 20 seconds. And the reason Sink the Bismarck became such a hit, it ran 5 minutes, is when the guy on the board had to go to the bathroom, he played Sink the Bismarck. And it was the only record of the day that lasted 5 minutes.
Talk a little bit about the Hootie Owl show that you did.
Well, it was on from 9 till midnight. The station went off the air at midnight. And it was all automated with that Gates machine in the back. And I remember one time I was out getting some pizza to go, and the guy at the pizza store said, "I'm listening to you on the radio." And I said, "Yeah, I got to get back before the record's over." The theme song for Hootie Owl was Kenton's Opus in Chartreuse. And I still have it, and I listen to it every now and then.
Armin Noble, last comments.
Well, this was certainly very enjoyable. I have fond memories of Casper, Wyoming.